Hey guys, it's Thurbleton here. Just wanted to let you know this will be the last episode in which we plug the Giant Bomb Extra Life stream for this year, because at the time this is getting pushed out to the wide internet, it will be happening this weekend, the first weekend of November. If you're a fan of Giant Bomb, you can go to giantbomb.com, and on their main, just right on their front page, they're going to have the stream showing. Alternatively, if you just want to watch Shinboy, again, that's twitch.tv/shinboy630, and I'll be in his mumble probably helping out as best I can. Or if you aren't a fan of just the us streaming, there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of people streaming, marathoning games for this charity for Extra Life. And if you don't want to donate to Extra Life, there's a ton of others happening. I'm sure there's marathons for Child's Play, Doctors Without Borders, Oktoberfest recently had theirs. So this may necessarily isn't the Christmas spirit, but it's definitely, or Christmas season, but help out. Do what you can. There's people in need, and this is a nice way to give back to an awesome community that is the internet, that can sometimes be really trollish. So show them it's got some good in it. And on to the show.
Hello and welcome to the Scotchcast. This is the Giant Bomb Guild Wars 2 Community's off-topic podcast, and we are the Guild Wars 2 community once again because we've finally done a linking cast. Shinboy630 is joining me today. What's up, Shinboy?
So that was a linking cast.
Yeah, we did one. After weeks
I wouldn't say we.
Delay.
You weren't there.
Well, yeah, I wasn't there. Thank God. Thurbleton also joined me today.
I am here in corporeal form through the internet waves. Yeah. I'm not sure if I'm here mentally.
Yeah, he launched Spelunky as we started the countdown.
No, that's to help. I've been up all night watching Giant Bomb streams.
No one's fault but your own, really.
No, yeah. I'm preparing for Extra Life. How's that?
Okay, good.
Nice. So what's happened with Extra Life? Shinboy, I'm giving you a chance to plug at the top of the show.
Extra Life.
Let's do this.
For those of you who don't know, is now a 20, used to be 24, now a 25-hour video gaming marathon for the Children's Miracle Network. The way it works is like people play games, whatever, and you get a page, and you can sponsor them. Most like if you ever done fundraising, a lot of times in like grammar school, you do fundraising and people sponsor you for like runs or whatever, all kinds of charity events. This is basically that. So I'm going to participate. I'm going to play games and stream me playing video games for 25 hours as part of the Giant Bomb team. So
did you take like time off like school for it?
It's a Saturday.
Yeah, you go Saturday into Sunday.
It's like I'll be doing it from 8 a.m. Eastern on Saturday to 9 a.m. Eastern on Sunday.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah. You can either go to I think it's
April 9?
Yeah, it's 25 hours.
Eastern. Okay, is it 25 hours? I thought it was 25 hours because of the daylight savings thing.
No, it's just 25 hours because.
Actually,
that's lame.
I think daylight savings changes as well.
Thanks for being
so. I'm going to laugh. It's 26 hours.
I know us.
No, it changes for one of the days. Obviously, it doesn't change every day of the weekend. One of the 3 days of the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Because like I know when it changes for, because the U.S. in their eternal stupidity when it comes to daylight savings time decided to extend it, so we don't change at the same time as like Europe anymore.
Right. Yeah, I know that. I just don't know, but it's still once. Like it only happens once during the weekend. Clearly,
I think
End at 2 a.m. on Sunday, November 3rd. So it's 26 hours. Oh, wait, no,
well,
that's why it's
the
25.
The idea is to go from 8 to 8.
It's, okay, I didn't even know that. This is a revelation to me. And apparently,
there you go.
no one else knows this either, because on the October cast, Drew and Alexis didn't seem to really know about this.
Will was explaining it at some point. That's how I know. He was explaining it to someone, but I don't know.
Because they were on at like 3 a.m. for me, so I was asleep.
Yeah, see, I've been watching that in post, using a pretty cool utility, which I'll probably use as a plug at the end. But yeah, that's kind of why it's 25 hours this year, to my understanding.
That makes sense in a way that I now understand. I'll give, Thurb, you should have the link for my page, or you can go to the Giant Bomb team, or just go to, I think it's just extra-life.org is the main page. And check out all the information there. It's good stuff. I'm going to be playing all kinds of games.
Kick ass. Thurbleton, you doing anything for Extra Life or not?
For Extra Life, I'll be doing my best to help out Shinboy. I think there's a couple of things where I'm like hosting Gary's Mod for him, as well as probably running around Guild Wars 2 and whatever else he needs help with.
Cool. Because the reason I bring that up is because along with us, the real Giant Bomb, GiantBomb.com,
We're Giant Bomb EU. Don't you remember this?
let's not start spreading that.
But we're giantbomb.co.uk. So I'm talking about giantbomb.com.
Okay.
Yeah. So they're doing an Extra Life thing as well this weekend. And pay attention to their site, because they even haven't nailed down how the fuck it's going to work. But what we do know is Brad is going to do either 24 or 25 hours of just whatever the fuck. Then the guys actually matter. Alexis Gaisa, Drew Scanlon, Jeff and Vinny are all doing their own thing in the office, I believe. And that's going to be just like picking up where Brad leaves off. Because it's going to be 50 hours of video content. When I say it that way, it sounds fucking ridiculous. This week or coming this weekend. So pay attention to that. There'll probably be more news of that on the site.
Are you sure it's .co.uk and you're sure we're not like giantbomb.de?
No, I'm pretty sure like when we signed up, it was a package deal. So we got .de. We had .org for a bit, but then CBSI bought that back. Okay. Yeah, and we're definitely .co.uk. Okay. I think it's my homepage. If it's not us, then I don't know who's managing that site. I don't know.
Just derailed your train of thought.
Did we take the joke too far? I don't know. Either way, we're going to move on. This is going to be a short episode this week because it's only the three of us. And we've been pretty much playing the same shit we've been playing for a couple weeks now.
I'll start this train off before it wrecks.
Yeah, Thurlton, what have you been playing?
I have been dabbling. I'm not sure if playing is the right term. Experimenting, seeing what these things are like. For this week on the midweek sale on Steam, which, in case anybody didn't know, Steam usually has like three or four things on sale for like Monday through Thursday. I tried Sir, You Are Being Hunted, which is, as every other game these days, is an alpha, early access.
Okay.
Are either of you guys familiar with Sir, You Are Being Hunted?
I know. I've heard of it. Is it like, if I recall, is it sort of like The Hunt, if you will, in like old-timey English, but they're hunting you?
Yes. I guess the loose plot is that you, an experiment went wrong, and your like British butler is informing you of such, and all the perils that will face you as you try to collect a bunch of parts of some machine that are strewn about in craters. There are robots mysteriously, like they've just killed everyone on the five islands. Yeah, there's Center Island, and then there's one on each like a D-pad sort of thing.
Okay.
What
is this game?
It's DayZ single player with like indie vibe.
Oh.
It's basically what looks like...
And smart zombies.
Old school, it looks like old school top hat, double-barreled shotgun with hunting hound British robot dudes hunting you down.
Okay. Yep,
basically.
That's also viable.
And you have to collect these things while they hunt you.
And you got like you have a vitality meter as well as a health meter. Like vitality will basically be your like...
Hunger?
Start regenerating. Yeah, hunger, pretty much.
Yeah.
It sounds sort of like if you fused like a lot of the survivability and being hunted aspects of DayZ with like the collect things while being avoided of that Slender game.
I don't know if it's that. There's it's a very interesting stealth way, at least they portray it. It's very similar to DayZ in that like you have a vision and you have a sound. But they seem to have taken a lot of care with it's also procedurally generated. I guess I should state that.
Okay, that's cool.
At least in the alpha build, the center island that I spawned on, that's where the turn-ins for all of the pieces of the whatever device you're trying to create, is always rural, and then you have the option for rural, industrial, mountainous, maybe, for the outlying islands. And those also, like, each one has a set number of pieces that you need to collect and construct. So when I'm just, like, creeping through a cornfield or something, like a line of tall grass on my way to a village that has just, like, one or two robots on it. Sorry. I always have a sore throat. I would notice that when I was, like, walking in the tall grass that was just, like, generated. You guys know, like, tall grass from video games, right?
God damn it, yeah. You are so... I'm struggling to not play Pokemon right now.
I'm sorry. But it would, like, they see you and they don't see you would blink back and forth, and I thought that was interesting.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
It's little touches like that. It's still...
And then a hone edge jumps at you.
Exactly. I don't know.
I have a question about this.
Okay, please.
There's obviously a lose condition where you are, you know, successfully hunted. Is there a win condition, like collecting everything or something?
As near as I can tell, yeah, you collect everything. I'm not, like, I assume you construct your thing and it's suddenly like, hey, you win, congratulations.
This is interesting.
Hmm. To say you've beaten it.
No, I have not beaten it. I've played for like 4 hours, okay. Died 6 times, and it's like, all right, I need to take a break. Yeah, I'm bad at it.
Or are you good at it? Because, I mean, you are being hunted is in the name, so you are apparently pretty good at being hunted.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good at not, like, at evading them, I guess. But
yeah, you're good at being caught, which is, like, the ultimate end of a hunt. So you're satisfying the hunters, if you want to look at it that way.
More people are happy than are not happy, is the point I'm trying to make. Yeah. Even if those people are robots.
Because, yeah, they're robots. That doesn't... Fuck robots. Anything else?
Robots, people. Shovelton?
Well, actually, how much was that game, and do you actually recommend it?
I'd say it's awesome? 15. It's like it was on sale for like 10, I think. If you like DayZ and you're tired with the current version of DayZ and you're still waiting for the standalone, and you like the single-player aspect of just like creeping around and whatnot,
Are there people who like single-player DayZ? Like, is
single-player DayZ a thing that exists?
No, but just like the idea of being secluded and I guess having to scrounge and survive that side.
Without having people grief you, basically.
Yeah, I mean, there's some people like DayZ for the griefing back and forth, and some people like it for just the fact that you're a survivor sort of thing.
It's $20, I can see that, by the way.
Yeah. The next game I've been playing is Space Engineers.
They had that on Unprofessional Fridays.
Yeah, actually, sounds cool. It was on sale, and I was looking at it. I thought it'd be neat. I did a bunch of research, talked to people who played it, and then was finally like, okay, I'm going to wait till it gets further in alpha or beta or something. And then I watched...
That's a Greenlight game, isn't it? Or yes, is it? No, not Greenlight. Early Access.
Early Access. But early Access. The thing is, then I watched the Unprofessional Fridays. And saw Drew Scanlon playing it, and like, okay, I have to get this game. If you like, it seems like it's going to be a winner because, well, I don't know. It depends how quickly he gets updates out, the developer. But it looks like it could be a lot of fun.
I mean, I watched it like whilst eating stuff, so I didn't really get a feel for what the fuck the game. I like the look of it, and I like the whole gravity aspect of it, but that's the only parts of it I absorbed. What's the game actually fucking about? What do you do?
Right now, you build stuff, and you can... It has a very impressive collision engine. Like, it's... Right now, you just... You build ships, and you run them into each other. They have plans for ore collection refinery. They have a weapon system. They have plans for multiplayer, and like they have a whole list of things that like these are planned, and these are wishful thinkings, and these are what we have right now.
Right.
But that being said, it looks really nice.
How do you build them? Is it with like is like Minecraft? Where you're building out are just individual blocks? Or are you like working? Or is it more like Kerbal, where you have large like sections they put together?
Individual blocks. And okay. That's actually my one beef with it is, there doesn't seem to be a really right way to do a control scheme for like 3D with a keyboard, but this one is still just, when a person is used to Minecraft and building on a 2D plane or what have you, having to like manage, like work around you having to always rotate your pitch, I guess.
So you're saying Oculus Rift confirmed?
Totally. Yeah, definitely.
I can see that working, like looking up to help you with that. And
if you like, you know, press W to go forward like normal, but if you look up and press W, you go sort of like up at that angle.
More curious about like you have free pitch with Oculus Rift, but if you had like controller support.
Then you wouldn't need, it would just be the same thing. You'd just be pressing forward instead of W.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you have, it's analog versus digital. That's like the main. Yeah. So essentially, how does one derive fun from that game? Is it just like the fun of making stuff?
The realest of questions.
Awesome.
I think right now it's the fun
awesome, but that's because the boys were playing it.
It's the fun of making stuff right now. Okay. I'm not sure if they have any plans for like it. I don't know what the end goal is in terms of like crazy adventures and like random. Like there's no AI support right now.
Okay.
So I don't know what the developer has planned, but it was $10 and looked cool.
And I like the idea of like downloading. Sorry.
Yeah,
if they're trying to get multiplayer in there at some point.
Multiplayer is planned. It's how quickly he can get these updates out, sort of thing. Because I think one of the big things that people liked about Minecraft is there was like there was something every Friday, sort of thing.
I just like the whole like user library and the fact that he downloaded a freaking Star Destroyer and then smashed it into shit. That was fun.
Oh yeah, the fact that it's on Steam Workshop is an awesome tool.
Well, I mean, like the thing with that is, you ask, you know, how do you drive enjoyment if you can like each download a different ship in multiplayer and then ram it at each other and see who survives. That sounds like fun.
That does sound.
Well,
like
that
fun.
Sounds like my friends playing Borderlands. But yeah, I can see. I don't want to call it Minecraft in space because that's really reductive and annoying.
Well,
but
there's other games that are Minecraft in space.
Yeah, but my only last question about this game is: has someone made 1-1?
I don't know what 1-1 is.
You don't know what 1-1 is?
I probably do know what 1 is.
What?
I just
hold on, hold on. I'm stopping this podcast. You don't know what 1-1 is?
It's not coming immediately to mind, is all he's saying. It's the first
I have been awake for several hours.
Ask me at the end of my extra live stream if I know what 1-1 is, and I guarantee you my answer will be yes.
It's Mario. It's just Mario. Don't worry. Oh.
If you said World 1-1, I would know what that is.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Well, yeah, it's become such an element of video game history that a lot of people just identify it with 1-1. But no, you're right. World 1-1. Anyway, so yeah, that was cool. What else have you been playing?
I finished the Stanley Parable. I finished Grand Theft Auto.
You don't finish the Stanley Parable.
That's correct. I did everything except the stand and play that baby game for 4 hours. I watched a video on that.
So how many is that? Is that like 40? Is it like 40 plus ending? No, because everything but that is still a lot.
For what I've seen, like I looked for the video and I stumbled upon a bunch of just guides and whatnot. It seemed like it was just a little bit over a dozen endings. Then there's random things that'll happen in the office, and there's about half a dozen of those. Three or four, not quite endings, but just like overexpanded things like the broom closet. It's not really an ending, but it's this like minute long tangent that he goes on
about the broom.
Broom closet's really nice. Yeah,
broom closet's pretty good.
And then the achievement's really nice too.
And just like it was this weird interactive thing with it. It was another thing that the developer had a lot of fun poking fun at, I guess.
Yeah, I love the idea of achievements being a pseudo hint system as well. But that's really cool the way he's used that to like nudge you towards trying out different things.
The click on whichever door it is 5 times achievement is really great.
Yes, that is the one in question that I really enjoyed.
That's cool.
I don't want to explain
more. Have you both played Stanley Parable?
Yes, I haven't, from the sounds of it, haven't played as much as Thurb because I know for a fact I still have not found the adventure line.
Really? That was the first one I went on.
No, I've done a bunch of other things, but not that one.
I
know about the adventure line.
I've done 4 hours of Stanley Parable.
See, I've done maybe half that.
Well, right. Well, how do you like it, Shinboy? Like, where do you stand on it?
Stanley Parable's great. I played the source mod like when it first came out. But not too much, but maybe only like one ending. And then just didn't get to the rest for some reason that I don't remember because it was like 2 years ago.
Right.
But this is great. Should all get it.
Yeah. From what people told me, like I'm not sure if I remember just repeating what I said last week, but the mod was like a rough draft and the game that you can get like for currency is like a final version sort of thing.
Looking back on it, it seems like this is a fully realized version of that mod. Like a fully realized of the idea of that mod.
The mod didn't have voice acting, did it?
Yeah, it did.
It did.
Oh, it did. Okay, cool. All right.
Yeah, the voice actor, the guy said just like he looked up like voice actor on like a phone book. And that's why no one had heard of him before.
That's cool. And wait, the whole thing's a British, like, it comes from Britain, right? Most of it. The developer's British and the voice actor's British.
I'm not sure the developer's British, but the voice actor's definitely British.
Definitely British. And if you looked it up in a phone book, I would assume that, you never know. But either way.
If you looked it up in a phone book, I would assume
it was quite a phone book, but it was just like, he went to a actor's, like, a website where they posted, like, their resume, pretty much, effectively.
Cool. The main thing is I usually love the British sensibilities, like Black Books and just general and Hitchhiker's Guide and just in general British stuff. It just weirds me out that the Stanley Parable didn't work for me. I feel left out, but I'm happy to hear that.
Like a lot of this is extremely dry in its humor.
Mm. Yeah,
which is another British trait.
Yeah, exactly. Like Dylan Moran is famous for his dry humor and his ridiculousness. I'm not going to go into why I don't like Stanley Parable, but I'm happy that more
did you
people
play,
discovered the game.
Did you play this version or the mod? Or
No. I just watched a significant portion of this version to see if I wanted it. And I just
That's a big mistake. That's probably why.
Yeah, I don't know if...
It's not the... It wasn't the sense of discovery that I don't like it. I found that very enjoyable. It's just the actual writing itself that didn't click with me. So
it's like, well, if you're not into a lot of like fourth wall breaking stuff or a lot of really meta stuff, then you probably would not enjoy this at all.
And well, that's definitely true. In my case, it was just like I've said this last week, so I apologize to people at home, but I just find it too self-indulgent. That's like
That's a fair argument.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. Like, I like most of it. In fact, a good deal of it I do like, but just when it goes to like, for example, a 5 minute long death sequence is just too much for me. Like, I don't need that. it's really cool. So Scanning Parable and GTA 5. You finally finished it, was it, Thurbleton?
I finally marathoned that game.
So have you both finished that now?
It feels like it has more endings than the Lord of the Rings.
Okay. Really?
It was just like, oh, it's going to end here. Nope. This guy wants to go make a movie. Oh, it's going to end here. Clearly, we just finished like this $1 million bank heist, but now we got one more mission to do.
Uh-huh. Wait, so it sounds like you... Did you enjoy it?
Peter Jackson.
Yeah, I did enjoy it. I'm just glad it's over with. It's not that I didn't like it. It was just I wanted to be... Like, I wanted to, there's lots of other games I want to play.
Yeah. I'm feeling that with Pokemon.
I hear new consoles are coming out soon. There might be some games to play with those. I don't know.
God damn it. It's like 2.5 weeks, dude. Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, that Watch Dogs hole is definitely heartfelt.
Hey, guys. Speaking of new consoles, mm-hmm. Hey, Thurb.
Wait a second. Did you get a DualShock 4?
I have in my hands right now a DualShock 4.
Oh my god!
A Sony PlayStation DualShock 4 wireless controller for PS4.
Oh my god!
Only because I don't know if I'll ever find another segue as good as this. Things getting delayed and showing up late.
Yeah.
Hey, Squiddle.
Hi.
Hey.
Hello.
We're full of segues right now.
Yeah, sorry about that, guys. My apologies. Okay. You're here.
We're full of segues. We're like a Metro Police Force from the mid-2000s.
Oh, man. That's pretty good.
What's up, Squids?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We've talked about Stanley Parable and a couple of other small indie games, but we're just going to be launching off into, because I want to remain firmly on track here. Holy shit, you have a DualShock 4. As soon as I heard they released early in the States, I just checked everywhere around me Australia's.
In New Roma's defense, they did release in Canada first.
Probably only has something to do with like how their deliveries work with their postal system, because stores are selling them as soon as they're getting them.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
There is no street date on pointless hardware, yeah.
Yep.
I need you to tell me the story. Tell me the story.
Okay. I saw on NeoGAF the thread. It was like PS4 unboxing video, and I thought DualShock 4 unboxing video. I thought it was like a stupid Sony one or something. And it was a guy who actually turns out to be a Giant Bomb member, but that's unrelated.
Oh, cool.
Hosted unboxing on YouTube, and I saw on the NeoGAF that people were like, "Oh yeah, these aren't street dated." So the next day, actually, maybe it was that day. I don't remember. I stopped on my way back from class at my local GameStop, and they said, yeah, they're not street dated. We're going to start selling them most likely sometime next week when we get them. So I figured, right. Oh, I'll wait, whatever, no big deal. And the next day I was up at class, and where I go to school, there's a GameStop about a block from where my only class on Friday was. So I went to lunch in the place next door, the pizza place next door, then walked into the GameStop and was like, hey, do you guys have DualShock 4s? He's like, maybe? Let me check. So he walked in the back and just pulled one out and sold it to me.
Do you know the secret password? You must speak the secret password.
Well, he had to check to see
New England clam chowder.
They had to
check
to make sure they had
extras.
New England is the white, for the record. But yeah, he had to make sure they had enough because they didn't want to have, say, 20 and have 20 pre-orders and then sell one of the pre-ordered ones. But after that,
I've never heard of pre-ordering a controller before.
Neither had I. GameStop will sell you pre-ordering anything.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm so jealous right now.
When you plug it into your PC, the light is orange, in case you're wondering. Do you want to hear exciting news as well?
Go ahead. There's
a list of PS3 games that work with it, because you can plug it in.
The Last of Us.
On those lists are all of Naughty Dog's games.
Oh.
And Kingdom Hearts 1.5 HD, which I messed around with for a bit.
So, Shinboy 630, why would I want to use a DualShock 4 with my PS3? What's so good about it?
Because it is a lot bigger and more comfortable than a DualShock 3.
Are people exaggerating when they say it is really, really nice to hold? Or is it really, really nice?
I'm just holding this thing right now in my left hand, like it's no big deal. Have been for the majority of this podcast. It's just really comfortable.
That's how I feel late at night sometimes.
Nice. Yeah,
okay. To give you a general idea, let me pick up this DualShock 3 that I have here. The size of my hand. When I pick up a DualShock 3, and I'm just holding it like I would when I'm playing, my pinky...
Wait. I'm now picking up DualShock. Go ahead.
My pinky and about half of my ring finger are off the bottom of the controller. Right? So they're like touching my palm.
Okay. You have big hands. Holy shit. Or you hold it differently to me. I don't know.
I'm just saying, that's how I hold it. And then if I pick up the DualShock 4, it's like every finger is full contact with controller.
That's kind of cool.
And when I hold it, like, because of the way they shape the triggers, the 360 triggers are really, really deeply cut, if you get what I mean. They're like really concave.
These
are roughly as concave as your finger. So it rests there like really comfortably.
Okay, a couple of questions. Do the triggers creak?
Like sound-wise?
Yeah. Like, do they make a creaking sound when you trigger?
The only sound they make is when you, like flick it. That's about it.
So what you're saying is you don't hear the spring when you're pulling back.
No, you do not. Not at all. Like, I'm pulling the trigger rapidly right now, and you can just probably just hear plastic hitting plastic, if anything.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're hearing. So that's like one of my biggest problems with the 360 controller is those triggers, even though they were nice, they just felt a bit weak or flimsy to me. And the PS2 triggers were just never very good in the first place.
But no, they're not.
Yeah. That's my first question. Second question, is the D-pad better than the Vita D-pad, which is also one of the best D-pads?
I don't have a Vita.
Okay. Is it from better what than I've the, read, the from 3DS what I've read, D-pad?
Yes, very much so.
I don't like the 3DS. That's a big statement. Pad. Oh, you don't? I think it's pretty great.
I use the CirclePad Pro for everything I can.
Oh, I hate the CirclePad.
The CirclePad Pro, just the CirclePad. Not the CirclePad Pro.
Whatever. The stupid circle slidey thing is shit.
I use it all the time. Anyway, from what I've read from people's impressions, it's in terms of quality and feel, it's in between the DualShock 3 and the Vita.
Man. That's still high praise. Because I think the Vita... I personally believe the Vita D-pad is probably the best D-pad ever made.
This is a good D-pad. It's better than the DualShock 3 one.
The DualShock 3 one stuck out really a lot, and they kind of wore in my hands. I'm perfectly happy with just spending the rest of the day talking about this. Oh, wait, okay. So, in general, your overall impressions, is it a good controller?
Yes. In every way, shape, and form.
Awesome. Did you ever like the 360 controller, or were you never a 360 controller?
I liked the 360 controller well enough. It's just I was so used to the layout of the PlayStation controller. My biggest complaint with the 360 controller is how rounded the face buttons are. That always felt really weird to me.
I like how much they round because they're domes, right? They're up. What you mean, right? Yeah. And they were hard. So when you press down on them, eventually, like after a couple of hours, they would start hurting. At least for me.
I always these face buttons feel similar to the PS3 ones, just pressing them back and forth.
You should send them the picture of the red and the blue. I'll do that. Colors.
I just don't like the red and blue DualShock 4. They look weird. They look really weird. Are you guys fans?
I'll get a colored one.
I'll have two controllers now because I'm getting one with the system, so I don't need another one.
I really like the black. There's user mock-ups of like other colors, like a green and a gold and like a white. Those look amazing.
Some dude made a white one. Like he just popped the plastic off and spray painted it. There's gaff thread on it.
So moving on from the controller itself, how is it compatible? How much have you?
Hold on, I'm not done talking about the controller yet.
Oh yeah, go ahead.
The sticks are better. They're a lot lower than the DualShock 3 ones, and they have sort of a ledge, like a ring around the end, so my thumbs don't slip off. Also, they're not weirdly greasy feeling.
Because were you the guy who just didn't like the DualShock 3 sticks, or was that Durin? I can't remember.
I think that was Durin. I didn't mind them. They're not the best. I found myself, especially if I had to hold the left stick, like down to the left for a long time, sort of had to put my thumb past it and hold it that way.
Yep.
Just by holding this, it doesn't seem like that'll be an issue.
Man, that's good.
But the only
hear.
Thing is, the surface on the sticks themselves are kind of small. But I don't know. That could prove to be an issue. It could not.
Because they had it was like a developer interview. I forgot what site had it, but the whole post was on NeoGAF. Essentially, the guys talked about why they changed the stick designs, and it's mainly about decreasing the dead zone and making it like more fine-tuned.
Yeah, these are a bit stiffer to move, so that allows them to have a smaller dead zone.
Yeah, and also apparently, just decreasing the size allowed them to be further apart. So did you ever have the thumb thing when if you're like
not really
turning right but moving the camera left? No, okay.
Not really.
Okay. But you can't have that in the actual controller is not too much bigger than the PS3 controller, at least from what I've seen. It's
a fair amount bigger.
It's not an inch wider. It's like significantly less than an inch.
strict measurements don't really do it justice when you hold them next to each other and actually hold one, pick up one, then pick up the other.
Right. So does it just feel way bigger?
Yeah. And then the only other weird thing, which is just something you have to get over with in time, I found myself reaching towards the middle and pressing the touchpad to pause games because there's no start button there.
I think that's how they'll work. Like when it actually happens.
Most games that I've played on PC, you press the options button.
Right, yeah. Which is right next to it. PS4 games, I think they're still using pressing the store. At least from, I think from reaction videos and reactions, they used to use press down of the middle button as a pause. Because options is just too far away. Usually, like, is it weird to hit those two, like the options and share?
Because options is like right above and to the left of square. It's not super far.
Okay. So does it feel fine to hit those two? Because I was concerned about how hard those be to hit.
No, they're super easy.
Cool, awesome. Any else?
Basically, rolling your thumb up to hit that. There's other port. There's on the bottom. There's the headphone port. There's the little speaker. Yeah. There's a PS button. And there's something else that I'm not sure exactly what type of port it is, and it has EXT written on it. I'm not sure what it does.
Is it attached to the headphone port, or is it separated?
It's like separated by a tiny piece of plastic, so
right.
I don't know whether that'll be like a...
Like from memory, that is the... that's for surround sound. Like their custom surround sound headphones weird. That are going to be plugged into it.
And also, after a while, the light bar on my PC just is off, so I don't have to worry about it reflecting. Even though when it was on, I held it right up to my monitor, and it didn't really reflect all that much.
Oh, really? So it's pretty diffuse?
It could just be my monitor. Which I doubt, because really it reflects the windows, so...
Right, yeah, because I'm really worried about that light bar, especially when watching movies. Like, I hope it's smart about how bright, or if it just turns off. Like, have you noticed if it turns... We don't have PS4s, this is the difference. Like, I would love to get... This is what I'm going to do when I get one, is just try all these stupid little things that I'm worried about. Like the light bar on the fucking controller. Anything else, Jim Boy, before I move on to what you've actually done with it?
In terms of the controller itself, not really. All the buttons feel good. It's a solid controller, better than the DualShock 3 by a fair margin.
Nice. And I like the DualShock 3, so...
So do I.
I want one so bad. So, Jim Boy, what have you actually done with it? Have you tried it with PC games? Have you tried it with a PS3?
Okay.
What's up?
Sony was right, or they were not lying, in saying that it works out of the box by plugging it in. It's recognized by Windows. All of the buttons, all the axes work, you know, like X, Y, and Z for the triggers and then the left stick and stuff. All that works right out of the box. But that doesn't mean that it works with games out of the box.
Right.
Because each controller, each piece of hardware obviously has a unique hardware ID.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of games, when they say they have controller support, they mean to say they have Xbox 360 controller support. So some games, it would work fine. Like Fez, it worked perfectly. Dead Space, everything but up on the D-pad worked. And some games like...
What?
some games like Square would be A on the 360 pad.
Right.
So, like, Square would be your accept button. So you just have to download. It is a bit of extra work, but you have to download. I think it's like X360 CE is the name of the program. And then that lets it emulate a 360 pad. You just have to run that once per game. And just to test it, to see if, like, loading drivers was a weird thing, I ran that program, played a little bit of Tomb Raider with the controller, then unplugged it, plugged it into the PS3, played it on the PS3, unplugged it from there, plugged it back into the PC, and ran Tomb Raider again, and it worked fine, so I didn't have to redo anything.
Oh, cool. Awesome. Wait, so how does that program work? Does it just, like, what does it actually do? I was surprised that you have to run it per program. I thought it just runs once.
Well, it sits in the same directory as the game executable.
Okay.
And what it does is it creates game-specific DLLs in that directory. That's how it works. So it creates like a direct input or DX input or X input DLL in that directory.
Okay. Okay. So it's actually, so what it does is it takes your controller, figures it out, and then makes an appropriate mapping for that controller in the directory of the game itself.
Correct. And the program also has a whole bunch of things, so you can map it. So it's like one of the Logitech controllers or something like that.
Right.
Or you can even map it so it's like a wheel, but I don't know why you would want to do that.
Hmm. So I can't wait for an equivalent to just a system tray program that will just run and always have your PS4 control. Like, the beauty of this is because it's working already, I doubt there's going to be much time between now and an actual working, like, integrated driver for it.
I wouldn't be surprised if, actually, part of me thinks that Sony will release a driver officially, and part of me thinks it won't.
Yeah, I doubt it. And if they do, it'd be a couple months down the track rather than right now.
Yeah.
And but I mean, I think users will get there faster.
It's pretty. It's other than that, to get it working, and if, like, say you just want to play Fez, which is sort of a weird example, but you can just sort of plug it in and it'll work without being a big deal. And plugging it into the PS3, it works without being a big deal, assuming it works with the game.
Hmm.
Like, the main menu.
But does it work with the XMB just fine?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
I did not have a DualShock 3 on. They're both in my drawer. I plugged in the DualShock 4, and everything worked fine.
Oh, man. That's pretty cool. This is all really good news because, A, it seems like they weren't lying about anything, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. And, B, the fact that it just works when it plays as a PC, even though it's not a recognized existing controller, means that, mm-hmm. driver support will come quickly.
It's not even that as drivers. What I sort of realized is that it not working in a lot of games is not the controller's fault, and it's not Sony's fault. It's the game's fault. Well, it's not really fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Because the game was made before the controller existed.
Yeah,
likely.
Exactly.
But it's just that the game doesn't support it. So if these controllers become pretty popular and PS4s become really popular and a lot of people have these controllers lying around, I wouldn't be too surprised if you start seeing PC ports that support the DualShock 4 as well as the Xbox One pad.
Yeah, and that's important because even though you can get this controller working, you're still seeing B as a prompt, A as a prompt,
yes.
and Y. So it's like you kind of do want, for example, Watch Dogs next year to support this natively, and then so it'll actually recognize.
Yeah, and then you won't need to use that program either.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like I said, I can go into like the, if you go, you know, Windows key and you type in like configure USB controllers or whatever it is, it recognizes it perfectly fine.
Man, that's good.
So
it's good. So the last question I have is: has anyone gotten the touchpad working?
Not that I know of, because even if it was working, what games would support it? Unless you want to try and use it as like a mouse touchpad, which could be kind
of cool. Because I can't wait for people to test it and see like how good its resolving power is and like how many touches it actually supports. Is it just two, or is it actually just one? Or
the cool thing is with this too is that PSA. It uses micro USB instead of mini and does not come with a cable. So,
yeah.
Also, it works via Bluetooth out of the box.
And to clarify, the PS4 will come with a micro USB charging cable. And obviously, so this is obviously intended for people who own PS4s. And in our case, with me and Shinboy, we have Android phones, right? So that does have micro USB.
What's the standard size on the cables that they usually ship with? Because I don't remember what the...
It's pretty short. It's like a meter at 1.2.
Yeah, the PS3 cables are not super short. The cable I'm using on this DualShock 4 is just for my phone charger, so it's maybe about a meter.
Wait, just to clarify, people, who don't speak space talk or metric, would be 3 to 4 feet. Is that the usual length?
39 inches and change.
Jesus, what's that in millimeters? Can I get a millimeter count on that?
I mean. It's just 1,000
millimeters, right?
Yeah, it's 1,000. That's the beauty of the metric system right there. That's pretty much it. Anything else, Shinboy, before we move on?
No, except that I realized while playing Tomb Raider that regardless of how good the controller feels, I don't like playing shooters with controllers. Regardless, like, this thing's great. I've been playing a lot of The Witcher 2 with this, and it's fantastic.
I'm so jealous right now.
I also tried it, and Shadow of the Colossus works. So, because I picked up that free on PS Plus. PSA, that's free on PS Plus right now for US or NA.
Oh, really? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, so back in the day, I was like, I'm just going to buy this Eco and Shadow of the Colossus collection. Then, down the line, instead of buying it, getting them both for free over PS Plus.
And for me, I bought them and then they got it for free. So I traded it in for like a, I think I traded in for a points card for PSN. That's what I ended up doing.
Get,
but yeah.
Do you get the EU games?
What do you mean? Because in general on PS3 or just like.
No. The free games for PS Plus, you get what EU gets or are you separate from.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you EU have Revengeance so right that. Now, you son of a bitch.
Oh, wait, I do? Yeah. See, I haven't been checking.
Fuck, you got Revengeance and something else that I wanted to play.
Yeah, I know. As soon as I saw that, I remember it saying I'm getting Revengeance. I'm not sure if it's right now yet or not. Might be next week.
Well, you get Revengeance and Remember Me for free.
Oh, high five. This is why I love PS Plus.
I was really people upset because I really wanted to play Revengeance. And I'm like, I would play Remember Me if it was free.
Yeah. Yeah, same. I'm going to put that game in.
Yeah, I enjoy playing. I mean,
you also have Far Cry 3.
Oh,
yep. Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did. Squiddle, sorry for talking over you, sir.
No, I'm
so happy you're okay. On.
Hi, I'm What's here. Up? Drinking beer.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
What have you been up to?
Work, reality, life, as I always say. But in game wise, if you want to know that aspect, I played. You know,
sure.
Some Guild Warsy stuff, and I bought the new MacBook Pro when it came out on Tuesday.
Wow.
And for some reason I thought, and I never had a Retina screen laptop, so I was like, all right, cool. So I was looking for games that like support it, and I remember them saying that Diablo 3 supports it, and I'm like, man, I haven't touched Diablo 3 in forever. So I actually loaded it up last night on my computer. Okay. And kind of got back into it, just looking around, and I was like, man, these controllers make absolutely no sense. And I remember, I remember playing this game, it'd be like, no big deal. But now I'm just like, I have no idea what's going on.
Because now you're an older man.
That's right. I have aged.
A switch was flipped over the last year, and now he's old.
Yes.
Yep. That's how life works.
Wait, so
20 years.
They've confirmed that Diablo 3 on PC will not get the console controls, right?
Sure.
I mean, they can say that, yes. But I mean, Shimbo just said there's programs out there that
sure,
remap.
But mind you, this is not remapping these buttons to keys. This is straight up emulating this thing as a 360 controller.
Right.
There's also programs that let you mount. Yeah.
Yeah, you can always get like Xpadder or something like that. And
Xpadder, yep. I can do it the other way around. Yep. Which is really useful for emulators, by the way. For people who wonder how people get emulators working on PC with controllers, it's usually Xpadder.
Well, now, as an aside,
a lot of
emulators now are starting to include. People are starting to make controller plugins for them.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Like for EPSXE, which actually has like modules that you select. You can download and select one, which is just straight up Xbox 360 controls.
I wonder how this would work with this PS2 emulator.
Yeah.
I'm going to be playing that on my extra live stream, playing Kingdom Hearts 2.
Nice.
Find out.
But yes, back to Squiddle.
Hi.
So what have you been up to? So D3, how'd you like that? And anything else?
Jump back into that for a bit, was kind of just caught off guard. I didn't realize that I had actually played 107 hours of that game, and I stopped after the first month and a half, maybe a little bit less. So that just got me thinking of how much time I wasted on that game. and I get back in and I can't do anything with all my upgrades. So that was kind of fun. What else did I do? I've been playing Infinity Blade 3 on the iPhone a lot.
Put this out.
Because yeah.
Oh, I know. You thought I went up to 2 at this point.
No, it was yep. 2 was last year, 3 this year, and I also got the iPhone 5S. So it's interesting seeing how that looks, because they say it's supposed to take advantage of the 64-bit processing, which I don't understand how that works when it's not even more than a gig in RAM on the system. But you know, beyond me, developers.
Yep.
But it's it actually runs pretty smooth, and the
nice.
I will say, and I hate to admit this, but I will admit it to everyone out there, I did do in-app purchasing twice on that game so far.
Oh.
I did. I thought I
knew you.
I spent 30 minutes on one run, and I kept dying. And I was like, that weapon is only 107,000 gold. Okay, it's only going to cost me $5 for that. Okay,
oh,
let's do this.
No.
Let's do this.
99 cents is excusable, but...
Yeah, so I did two $5 transactions, and I'm pretty much set right now for where I'm at.
Have you beaten it yet?
No, I have not. It's actually a really good storyline. Okay. I like that you can switch between two different characters, male and a female character in the game, and one is more of a warrior, the other one's more of your stealthy dagger.
So do they have different attack patterns and stuff?
They did, and they actually introduced, which I didn't know if they had this in 2 because I didn't play it all that much, but 3 introduced when you upgrade your character, when you level up, you get the ability to do combo commands or combos for whatever weapon you have on. So there will be, if you look in your list for daggers, it's like, you know, your basic swipe left, right, left, down, and it does this combo when you have a chance. And for heavy weapons, it's pretty much if you do a perfect parry, then it'll put like an arrow going up, and you have to swipe up, and then and like diagonal and swipe diagonal, and then it gets
that kind of booster,
which is kind of nifty. It's fun. I find it kind of clumsy, but the gameplay is not really what.
Strong, though.
Huh?
Heavy weapons can be really strong, especially early game.
Oh no, though they can. But and for me, it's not really. The storyline has kind of kept me going more so than the actual gameplay that gets frustrating every now and then. and so I'm really digging that. And I also picked up Device 9, I think was the... Device 6.
Device 6.
Yeah. And played probably 5-10 minutes of that. And I was kind of in a hurry, so it was not a very good analysis of the game. But it was fun what I was doing. And really kind of creepy how when you're reading the text... and it says, you know, like, and you walk through the door and you hear yourself opening the door as you're scrolling by reading that in the text. And you can go back and keep doing it, like if you're reading a story. So it's
Step back and explain what device, because I know what it is, but explain what it
is. Okay, so the Device 6 is kind of like a storybook RPG, not RPG.
Adventure game?
Well, kind of, because you're making choices.
You it's are like making a, choices.
Choose your own adventure, if you're honest.
Yeah, but it has kind of... visual elements to what you're reading, and it actually the game itself tells you, you know, in the corner you hear a radio playing, and as you see that, there's like a little window within your text, as if you're reading a book, and you see, like, you know, figure one, this is what it looks like, but it's interactive, so you can like change the radio station while you're looking at it. It doesn't really do anything yet. I haven't made a choice that has affected my story based on interacting with the sounds and the objects in the game.
What's going to happen.
But it is right.
At some point, it's going to ask you to look up the back of a game cover and enter in like a specific frequency. That's going to happen.
Oh, sure. And what I like about it is that it's not a game where you are a character walking around. It is literally a text-based adventure, but a new take on them. So at some point, you actually have to like flip your phone vertically and then flip it upside down to start reading the text and keep going, which was kind of cool.
It says a lot about games as they are now, that even though the next-gen consoles are coming up and a whole new range of AMD GPUs are coming out as well, a text-based adventure on iOS sounds really cool to me right now.
Yeah, and it does. And the problem I have is on the phone, it's fun. But I don't own an iPad or iPad Mini.
I wonder why. Someone suggested you to get an iPad Mini, and I don't remember who, but I also remember
you saying...
You're going to
get an iPad. Come on.
No, if I'm going to get an iPad, I will get an iPad. But I don't have a use for it. I can't... I mean, I have a laptop. Jeez, if I need to look up something, I'll just get on the laptop and do it.
It's the same reason I don't have like a Nexus 7.
And I remember I told you I bought a Nexus 7. I sold it to my coworker because
I wouldn't use. I love those things, but I wouldn't use it.
Yeah, it just sat there,
freaking get an iPad Mini and game on it. I don't know.
I may now that they came out with the Retina display for it. I may.
Yes,
but I just dropped a lot of money on a new laptop from Apple. So let me at least wait till third quarter next year before I decide to delve into signing my soul away once again.
So cheap.
No, they're not. They're really not.
They're starting at $300.
That is cheap. I call that comparatively cheap.
Yeah, but with my addictive personality and having to have the best of the best, it'll be like $600.
I'm the same way. That's why I said they're not cheap.
No, you can spend like $1,000 on an iPad mini if you wanted to, if you really wanted to get it all tricked out.
And I think if I ever do a handheld eye device or tablet or whatever, I will get it with the cellular built into it.
Really?
Because most times I'm like, okay, this is kind of cool. I could be at home and use it or at work and use it. But if I had it in my bag and I had – if I were somewhere where I could use it for cellular, I might use it more than my phone and save my phone battery life. And then I could just do all my stuff on that. So I may. It's a thought that's crossed my mind a few times.
Because like if I'm at home or something and I want to like sitting there watching TV and I want to look something up, like I have my phone on me. I'm just going to pull that out.
Right.
I don't need a tablet.
Yeah. Especially with – like I'm looking at the latest leaks of the Nexus 5, which just happened.
Oh, yes. Just want all up in that Nexus 5 business.
That looks pretty good.
It looks fucking amazing.
Or LG's new curved screen that they came out, they're coming out with.
Yeah. I think
the reason. Wait, they're doing a curved screen on it?
LG is. No, LG is coming out with their. It is confirmed. They're coming out with their curved screen.
On their own stuff. But
their
sure
own stuff. Yes, I'm sorry.
Because my Galaxy Nexus has a curved screen, and I love it.
I love it. Yeah, same.
It's like the reason I also want a Nexus 5 is because I never want to buy another phone that has a physical home button. Screw that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm the Galaxy Nexus just totally won me over.
Yep. Yep.
I just say the link to the curved, the quote unquote curved screen by LG that they're going to be covering, right. Which I don't understand. Yeah, I don't get the point.
Oh wow!
Feels way better.
Does it?
That. The picture he sent is too far. I think they took it too far with that. But yeah, no, it's...
maybe that is too far.
Yeah,
I love the idea that they can do that. I mean, we're getting close to the point where I can just put like a slap bracelet on that's at least, you know, a couple inches thick, and then that's my phone and my watch and everything, and it has a display on that, which I think is...
You mean like the Samsung thing? The Samsung Galaxy Gear?
Yeah, which I almost bought last week. Almost. I came so close.
You need the right phone for it.
Well, I didn't want the phone. I just wanted the watch, which was
but I thought
really
you needed
asinine.
You do
to actually use it functionally. You do. I just wanted the watch, and
okay.
The reason I didn't is I didn't have the orange band in stock. I wanted the orange band.
Fuck you.
So
Mister, an iPad's too expensive, but I want to play on it because of the games on it.
Hey, every boy has that childhood fantasy of being Dick Tracy, and I was so close. I could taste it. So.
That's a reference that a lot of our listeners might not get.
That's probably very true.
Yeah. But so wait, what do you guys think of the Apple announcements? I think I'm sold an iPad Air. I'm pretty sure.
I don't like Apple at all.
Yeah.
Nothing will ever change my opinion on that.
But you know what? Their business practices, I can definitely see why someone doesn't like Apple.
I don't like their products.
Really? I think they need to get rid of Tim Cook doing any speaking whatsoever in any of their keynotes. Just have Just have Phil Schaefer do it, or even if he had Jonathan Ives. I mean, with his British accent. I mean, everything would
Jonathan
sound
Ives
sexier.
Is the most pretentious asshole I've ever seen.
Yes, I know, but he makes you just like fall. He could make you
hold on.
Let me continue.
Let me continue this. He is the most pretentious asshole I've ever seen. He would be perfect for doing those Apple press conferences.
Yes, I completely yes.
you know the 5C video?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, when he's sitting there and he's like, the iPhone 5C is completely and unapologetically plastic. I laughed and walked away from my computer.
Well, I think the biggest laugh I got is when Phil Schaefer I believe that was who did it. Said that everybody, you know, like he's talking about watching movies on your new Mac Pro or whatever, and he goes, and you can even catch up on the Black Knight series.
Yes,
and
I thought that was great.
And I like,
oh,
what?
God.
And then everyone was silent, and he's looking around, and it's like a pause, and he goes, "Okay, all you closet Batman fans out there, you could say it. It's okay." I was like,
"God."
Yeah, that was. Had a good hiccup this year. That was pretty good.
But no, I it's finally an iPad that with a protective cover on it, it's still lighter than my iPad 2. So that's really appealing to me. That's really, really, I kind of Mainly because I want to play those damn iPad games. I'm waiting for that to play Infinity Blade and waiting for that to play Device 6 and et cetera. So I'm sold.
Infinity Blade would look phenomenal on it. I mean,
yeah,
It looks extremely good on the phone. I'm very impressed with how games are going. I wish more games were designed to look that good on the devices.
Exactly.
But, you know, we'll see.
It's easy to do when you're building for one specific hardware set.
Oh, sure. No, I get that completely.
And also, like, when you have millions and millions and millions of dollars to throw at the development
team. Yeah, okay. Have Epic said that they're working to get, like, UE4 working on mobile platforms as well?
I think so, yeah. I'm almost certain.
I'm just curious. Because, you know, when UE3 started out, it wasn't really built to run on that type of hardware. Mm. So if they're building the new engine from the ground up to work on that type of stuff, it'll probably look even better.
Yeah. Games and pad games are getting to look better and better and better. Like, The Room is a game I'm meaning to dive back into. Is the sequel for that, I bet, is going to look awesome. And that game looked good from the get-go. God damn. Yeah, does Doubleton any care for your part? I don't think Doubleton gives a fuck about iPads.
I have a very old flip phone. It works just fine for me because I don't call.
Oh, God. Grandpa, is that you? Grandpa?
I swear to my day!
Are you the store? Are you the shopkeeper that is mad that everyone is buying newer stuff now?
Exactly.
Herb is just hesitant to get any sort of smart device because he knows as soon as he gets one, he won't be able to live without it like the rest of us.
So, no, if somebody sent you one, would you use it?
An offer?
I'm just curious.
If someone sent me one and paid the extra like $50 to $70 for a phone plan,
Okay.
Because scary how much plans are over there.
Cynic has it probably easy in the States. I mean, I pay how much do you pay per month, Squiddle and Chinboy?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Mine's about 100, 120.
I pay 35
a month. But look at all the information you can get in your hand.
Yeah.
For that extra.
See, that's it entirely. I work at a job that has free Wi-Fi, so I can just use an iPod Touch, and I am in front of a computer the rest of the time when I'm at home or like at the library working or something.
Oh, I think that'll definitely be the next big jump. You know, even for me, I'm a cable cutter. I hate the terminology, but I wouldn't use it for people out there.
You a life hacker?
Yeah. Oh, God. But
cable cutter is better than life hacker.
I think the next big thing is going to be, you know, like people who break away from their cellular plans and go with just VoIP devices. So you just buy an iPod Touch or even an iPad, mm-hmm. you put a VoIP application on there, and like Skype or whatever. And now you have your phone.
Google Voice, I'm elected president,
yes,
and commission nationwide 100 Mbps down Wi-Fi for the entire country. Oh. Yep,
we'll get there one day.
Can I be your running mate?
Yes.
Okay. Excellent.
Well, it was. I want to say T-Mobile actually had a Wi-Fi phone that was kind of janky, but like. This was years ago, back when like the idea of VoIP just started. But it seemed kind of neat. I don't know.
Also, I just want to say out there, T-Mobile. I don't know if it's a local carrier or you directly. Quit leaving dangly things on my door handle every single day when I come home from work. I don't need that. I'm not going to switch over. And if I do, I will choose to myself, not from a flyer that you stick in my door. Thank you.
Here's what you do, Squiddle. You leave a bear trap out there on your front door with the sign that says T-Mobile on like a little package in the middle. That'll make him stop.
That's pretty good.
Anyway.
So that's where I weigh in on cell phones. as for the DualShock 4, that looks really cool. As a person that didn't use the DualShock 3 all too much, I have no comment. But I think that the conversation you guys had was same but different for the the OWL controller.
Yeah, like Shinboy, you weren't here when we talked about the OWL, were you?
I have no idea what that is.
It's the Steam controller.
The Steam controller.
That thing looks terrible.
It looks like an
thank
OWL.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I don't.
Nope. That looks like a giant waste of my time.
The question is not how will it look, but how is it feel?
It feels like a giant waste of my time. Is that better?
Probably. Oh, jeez.
I love this because I was like on the like right next to the fence on the naysayer side. You are like across the field on the other side of the freaking ball. Like you are very much a no.
That's Civ 5 and CS:GO demos. Though both those demos made me want to punch my monitor. For real bad.
See, Dura and the Noob were pretty convinced by them, and it was mainly because of the fine control, apparently.
This is coming from someone who doesn't like first-person games with controllers anyway. Like, CS:GO looked real bad. I thought Portal mm-hmm. looked slightly better, but Civ 5 just looked like a nightmare scenario.
I will reserve my judgment until I can actually see it in person and use it.
Using a controller to drag a cursor across a screen sounds like something I never want to do in my life.
Well, sure. Now, but I will also argue that fact with you. I would have never been the person that would have told you years ago that I would be using a trackpad at work. But I absolutely love the trackpad that I use, and it works phenomenally now. And I use a mouse for gaming. I'm gaming, by the way. I use a mouse, but you know, in the aspect of work, I always used a mouse. But my trackpad was great. So I don't know. I reserve for judgment until I actually play it and can actually, you know, hold it.
No, I am not reserving judgment. I am judging.
At least, the thing is, if someone proves to Shinboy that it's good, he'll probably use it.
But no, that's impossible. That'd be like me trying to prove to Shinboy that Apple makes a good product that is good.
Apple TVs are kind of neat.
Oh, okay. Okay.
There you go.
I mean, I'd rather use a Roku box, but...
Cool. I guess that's what. So Shinboy, Squiddle. That's all you've been doing. Doing anything? Watching movies?
Oh, movies! I did. Okay. For Halloween, I've been doing the Hellraiser series. Watching that from beginning to where I'm at right now, which has only been the three that they have. Not that they have, but that I've watched so far. And then I jumped into a Rob Zombie flick, which was damn it. I can't think right now. Lords of Salem? Something like that?
I don't know, man. I don't know nothing about no Rob Zombie movie.
Yeah, Lords of Salem, which is actually really, really good. I mean, I enjoy Rob Zombie movies for how weird they are, and it did not fail to deliver for me. So,
nice.
It's weird that Rob Zombie now makes movies.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But it's also because you can see his wife in there, and she's pretty hot. So that was a plus.
Nice. I'm not going to comment on anything you just said because I don't know. I can't do horror movies. Horror movies just aren't my thing. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
I can name a couple that I really enjoyed. Probably like I really love the Paranormal series, but like anything that involves like a large amount of practical effects, which a lot of people love in their horror, I can't stand. Like
practical effects look better most of the time.
They do now, but if you're talking about practical effects from the 80s.
Well, I mean, if you're talking about practical effects from the 80s versus like computer effects from the 80s.
Oh yeah, no, you are absolutely correct. But that's kind of thing. Like the Thing, for example, is a fantastic apparently horror movie that supposedly withstands the test of time. And my argument to that is that it doesn't look scary at all because it is just like a big ball of clearly plastic substance. I just can't.
Well, a lot of that
and Psycho is like what, chocolate syrup? I mean. For its time in the the 80s, that was crazy. Now mm-hmm. you got this CG that looks realistic, and we got Beyond Two Souls, like crazy, creepy.
Oh shit! So I watched Beyond Two Souls as a segue.
You liked that segue, didn't you? Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
I did not like what I saw.
Okay. Wait. Okay. We need to. I need to be clear about that. It is one of the best looking games I've seen. Like it looks like some parts of it looked as good as the shit we've seen from Metal Gear Solid 5, and it's running on a PS3.
Nope, that's incorrect.
Well, it doesn't have the anti-aliasing, but the texture work and model, yes.
Yeah, I would rather watch that game as a movie, as most people have said, than actually play the game.
Oh yeah,
unrelated. Well, sort of unrelated. Did you guys see they released the that Metal Gear Solid E3 trailer at 60 frames?
Ooh.
It looks real good.
I can honestly say I've never seen the trailer. I have not watched the trailer.
I can't wait till next gen. But the game looks good. As Drew thankfully pointed out, it's because they're literally like leaving out half the fucking screen real estate because it's got black bars the entire time, which I don't know mm-hmm. how I feel about. But the main thing is David Cage cannot write for shit. And I maintain that he just cannot write. It's sad because as I was talking to someone before, I think it might have been Thurbleton. It was Durin. Durin's been playing some of it at home. He rented the game. The small moments, there's moments in that game, and for anyone who's actually seen it or played it, I'm talking about the homeless stuff, that are spectacular. They're like up there with The Last of Us in how good a character drama he can do. But the rest of the game's utter trash. Just utter ridiculous trash.
He's a movie director that's not good enough to make movies.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're right. Yep. He's not good enough. And his whole bullshit about not wanting like an assistant writer or someone, an editor, is just, yeah, I'm never buying a David Cage game. Jesus Christ. But yeah, beside that, I watched Gravity. It is good.
Gravity is really good. Oh, did I tell you my Gravity story, Cynic?
Go ahead.
I heard the story. It's a good story.
About how I saw it in IMAX 3D. And with about 20 minutes left in the movie, the IMAX 3D projection broke. And the movie theater just decided to let it go with no video for about 5 minutes. And then they rewound it, but without the 3D. So I watched the last 20 minutes of the movie with double vision.
Oh, no.
The 3D wasn't working, and then got my money back. So, yeah.
But you know what? The last 20 minutes of that movie kind of let the whole thing down, in my opinion.
No, it was the whole dramatic big final it was. I want to say the point, but I don't want to spoil the point.
Sure. Okay, let's just say this, right? If that movie would be on my favorite movies of all time list, if not for A, the ridiculous lack of respect for general relative motion in space at the end of the game, I would say end of the movie, and B, the barking scene. The latter ruined the movie for me. It just absolutely ruined it. I laughed out loud in a dramatic scene. And you're not supposed to do that in movies. But it was good, though. It's
okay.
Some of the best cinematography I've ever seen. Would you agree?
The part where it cut off was where... Okay, it should have killed her, but it didn't.
I know!
But it's later explained, if you know the part I'm talking about. I'll talk to you after the show.
I guessed the explanation because of that. So it kind of made sense.
Yep, we're talking about the same point.
I have no idea what's going on right now.
I think that's a large number of our audience is. Congratulations, you're doing a grand job of it.
If you're confused, we're doing our job correctly.
I'm enjoying people. You're going to love listening to this.
Oh no! I will say that listening to Shin's voice is very relaxing and calming. So there are many people that probably listen to it going, "Yeah, I can get into this some more."
Oh, as opposed to mine, just shrill and horrible. But what's his face?
Hate me like one of your French girls.
Okay.
And
conversation derailed. We were talking about Gravity.
Gravity is pretty good, and Prisoners is pretty good. Gravity is better. If you need to watch one movie,
See 12 Years a Slave. That looks pretty good.
Interesting. I want to watch The Butler and maybe some other stuff. The movies are good this year. Stuff has been good this year in general, games, movies.
Is it bad that I don't want to see The Butler because Oprah Winfrey had a part in it?
That's legitimate.
So if you end that sentence with "because of black people," yes, but...
Wow.
What?
But it's not.
Wow.
It's fine to not like Oprah Winfrey. It's
sure.
It's the only reason. The only reason that it wouldn't be a good thing to not want to watch that movie is if it's because of black people. That's
no.
I just want to go see.
I don't like her.
Sorry, good.
No, I just don't. I don't like her in general because she ruined all of these she had her shows that she ruined, the guy that kept getting canceled, and that she moved to her own network, and then her network's not doing good. And it's just like, why are you keep trying? It's like David Letterman trying to go to do a new thing after he's done with the Late Show or Tonight Show. It's like, just, or whatever it is, you're done. Just have fun, enjoy your retirement. But it's the whole Jay Leno thing. Like, I'm gonna keep trying to come back. I'm good. Just stop.
From like the pre-release coverage, well, at least because here it hasn't released yet, I don't think. Her performance looks good in that movie, though. So it's,
ooh, he's been out for a while here.
Yeah. So it's fine to not like the movie because of Oprah Winfrey. I want to at least give it a shot, I think. So that was it. And then Pokemon was good. I don't know.
More Pokemon. I've been playing Pokemon, too. Pokemon. Yeah, I really want to go see 12 Years a Slave just because I want to see Michael Fassbender play a horrible racist. So, yeah.
Oh, wait. Okay, I need to look it up. 12 years. Because I haven't heard of it at all. Years a Slave. So I'm pretty much just looking for people to fight in Pokemon now because I'm almost finished the game and I've beaten everyone I've played against.
There's a lot after the Elite Four, by the way.
Oh, good. I'm not sure if I'll play it.
In each generation, as they've gone on, the Elite Four has become less and less important.
Yeah. But I don't know if I want to. Like, I've also been playing Phoenix Wright, Dual Destinies, and that is absolutely fucking amazing. So I kind of just want to get...
Are you playing them on your NA 3DS?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of crazy because for Pokemon, if you trade with someone from another zone, the Pokemon you get like doubles its growth speed. It's insane.
That's traded Pokemon in general get boosted EXP.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
But we're, all
right, so does it have to be from a different area?
Go ahead.
Now, just out of curiosity, where does that fit into the lore? Does that fit into any of the lore from Pokemon, or is that just like a thing that is there? Okay.
Not at all.
Was your region question,
Sorry?
You had a question about different regions?
Does it have to be? Because the only one I noticed that I had that with is the only one I've leveled, and that's it's actually marked as a Japanese Pokemon.
No, like all trade Pokemon get boosted.
Oh, wow.
Fun fact, if you read Pokemon from two different regions, the chance of it hatching a shiny is increased. So Japanese dittos or like foreign dittos are hot commodities.
Fuck. Wow. I just want a timid ditto and a whatever the other one that reduces special attack and increases speed. Those two, jolly. I just want one timid ditto and one jolly ditto, and then I'm happy.
Pokemon run seat, man.
And with that, any news you guys want to talk about this week? I don't know if there is any news.
You can go buy DualShock 4s now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Reactions have been universally positive. I don't think I've seen anyone who's just been like, this is shit, I hate this controller.
Well, here's my DualShock 4. Oh, God, like a little piece of dust or something.
Here's a question. Are you also going to buy the new Xbox One controller?
Not at all.
Okay, so you've always been a DS person for controllers.
I'm going to have the system anyway. If I was going to be buying an Xbox One, I would probably go out and buy an Xbox One controller.
See, I'm more apt to buy, because it's a PC, the Xbox One controller. Because I know that it will work, but as you say, the PS4 one or the DS4 one will work as well. I don't know. I'm just kind of
on
edge. I may.
Are you here for our explanation or my explanation of how it works?
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay. I was sure.
No. That's what I'm saying. I know that it does work. Yeah. I know that it does work, but I've always been leery, like, you know, because I had bad issues with the DS3 working with the PC where I just gave up completely and threw it into the wall. And
that was trash.
Yeah,
it was. So,
this is a lot easier. This is a million times easier than that.
Okay, yeah. I may give it a shot then.
And I'm gonna wait till there's because I'm gonna buy an Xbox One, but it's not gonna be anytime soon. So I'm gonna wait till there's kiosks and then actually try out the controller for a while. If it's substantially better than the PS4 controller, so the DualShock 4, then I'll buy it. If it's not better than the DualShock 4, then I'm pretty happy with my 360 controller. So. I don't need a new fancy PC controller, especially since I do most of my gaming consoles. Yeah, that's out. So you can get your DualShock. Well, you may be able to get your DualShock 4s now in Canada and the US. I think EB's websites or GameStop's.
GameBomb.ru.
Yes.
GameBomb.ru. If you look up
.co.uk.
You type in DualShocker and 4 with letters.
DualShocker is just a separate website. You don't want that.
You may be able to find whether your nearest store has any in stock.
I just had an image pop in my head of what DualShocker could be with the DualShock controllers.
Visit us at giantbomb.co.uk.
Indeed. Or giantbomb.org. Like where any of those, all redirects to the same place. Just a picture of me and Pokemon. That's
the DualShock 4 battery Photoshop into the background. You still see the outlines and the aliasing on the
badly
outline.
Is key. Exactly.
Yes. It's not yes.
poorly cut. Just terrible. No, it's just like loosely. It's just a rectangular marquee. That's it. That's all we use.
Just a plain white background. Completely opaque.
Fuck you. Thanks for listening to the fucking Scotchcast for this week.
Hold on. God, plugs, man.
Oh, yeah.
Music plugs.
I'm getting there. Jeez.
Wow.
I was going to say, we've also got a Linkin Cast coming out this week. So listen to that on the same RSS. I think this will be out after, so you should already know. But if you only got this, then yes, do realize, download the previous episode if you want to listen to the Linkin Cast for the first time in a while. So we're moving on to plugs. Shinboy630. Any plugs this week?
Just to reiterate, I'm doing Extra Life. I know we talked about it for a good bit at the top of the show. Just throwing that out there. And then Shinboy's music plugs of the week. I've gone down a weird prog metal rabbit hole.
Yes.
And have been listening to
the most dangerous of rabbit holes.
Portal of Eye, the debut album from Australian progressive metal group Ne Oblivisatis, which is Latin. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, but it's Latin for forget not. and then Arion's new album is out, I guess, tomorrow, but it's all over the internet, so I've been listening to that, and it's pretty good.
Yep.
Nice. Squiddle, any plugs?
I guess I got sick of the Arion album one. I did do my pre-order with that and got the have him signing it, so that was pretty fun. Plugs. Nope, that's about it.
Squiddle, are you going to be joining me for my Extra Life stream?
Oh, yes. I will be joining Shinboy for his almost entirety of streaming. I do have to break away for probably about 3 hours at night for a dinner for my mother. It's her birthday. 60 Aww. Years old. Love you, Mom. Okay. So after that, I will be rejoining him for his long haul, and I will probably be buying a case of Balls energy drink to get me through that evening.
Nice.
Good thing you need the energy drink on the other.
Yeah. I will probably be rocking just a crap ton of I can get some Balls, some Kentucky ginger ale, some Brundaberg ginger beer.
Yep. Nice. Good on you.
No one knows
what just to be clear.
That is. No, I know what Brundaberg is. I love that. Hey,
Squirrel, how about that ginger beer at that restaurant in the city?
Oh, God.
That was so good.
That was some good stuff.
Welcome to the Scotchcast, John Bomb Community's Ginger Beer Podcast.
I think I just need to take a trip back to New York just for like the weekend.
Or you just move here.
You know what? I should.
Also, I got PAX East passes.
Oh. So did I?
Yeah.
I have a story about that. Wait, I have a quick story about that. Very, very quick story.
Go ahead.
That will be long. So Shin messages me and my phone's on silent at work, which sometimes I do, sometimes I don't, saying that PAX tickets go on sale in 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And I look at that and it's 15 minutes past since he last sent that. So I was like, oh, hell. So I jump on there and it's not working. And I immediately text him or I call him and I say, the link's not working. He's like, dude, look at their Twitter, click on the link. You'll be put into a queue. I'm like, oh, thank God. So I click it, 3 day passes. That's what I want. Boom. I'm in the queue and I'm waiting. I text him about 10 minutes later and I say, how long does it usually take? He goes, I was there for about, 10, maybe 15 minutes. Okay, cool. Come back and I'm looking at it and I'm like, oh, the page is transferring me. It's doing the whole, you're not looking at this page. And then all of a sudden it kicks you back to the main page where you select your ticket and it just says sold out for the 3 day passes.
Cool.
So I had to buy each pass individually for PAX East. Yeah. So
how much did that come to?
120.
Yeah, 120.
You may be wondering why I know that.
Why do you know that, Thurbleton?
You didn't even
tell us.
Share with the class. I too have tickets for PAX East 2013.
Hey, there we go.
But you're like, hey, Thurb, you live in Portland on the West Coast. Why not get tickets for PAX Prime?
Because you can't get tickets for PAX Prime.
There'd be some bitter.
I just want to say that I watched an episode of Portlandia the other day, and I can't stand that show.
Okay. So, just to be clear, you assholes, because trying to end this fucking show, where can they find your ridiculous live stream?
Twitch.tv/shinboy630.
And when is it starting?
Wait, 630 or 630?
630. Yeah. Thank you.
I may be streaming my stuff as well, just as my face and my facial expressions as well.
Your reactions to what I'm doing.
My reactions. So if you want to see the reactions to what he's doing, join mine, which I'll put in show notes if we want to.
Where is it? Where are you at?
I don't even remember my anything with Twitch. So
just send me the deets later. I'll put it in the show notes. So when is it starting, Shinboy?
It's starting at 8 a.m. Eastern on Saturday, November 2nd, and running till, I guess, 8 a.m. that Sunday, because daylight savings. But I have a whole bunch of keys that I've gotten for assorted things for doing this that I'm not going to use. I don't know if it's kosher to give them away, but I'm just going to anyway.
You could whatever.
There's like a Rift starter pack in there. There's like a copy of Defiance. I don't know.
Shinboy, something that the Giant Bomb Endurance stream did, which I'm sure you guys can catch VODs of that, replays and whatnot, is they would do the most donations. Like anybody who like did the biggest donation within a set period of time, like 30 minutes, got a prize. It was like a little thing. But you could do like every hour or something, people who donate, you do like... You raffle off, like you do a slash random number and they win something.
Maybe. Because, like, I got some keys from Sony that I don't need because, like, they have their initiative thing where you can get, like, a free month of PS Plus and, like, codes for a few games. Like, so I have, like, Wipeout HD, which I already own, and then I think Little Big Planet for the Vita, which I don't have a Vita, and stuff like that that I could possibly give away.
And that's a pretty good game. Like, Little Big Planet for the Vita is pretty good.
But she's really good. I just already have it.
Yeah. Cool. So there you go. That's what's happening with them this week. My plugs are a little bit different. For those of you who cannot, for some reason, catch every single motherfucking one of these 24-hour-long Twitch streams, because goddamn it, there's actually a tool out there. It's videotools.12pings, the number 12, so videotools.12pings.net. And what you do with that is you actually paste the first Twitch page, for example. So I downloaded the tested 24-hour live stream. So I just pasted the first Twitch page of that. This tool pretty much takes that, lets you select what definition you want it in, and they only offered one, so it's high def. It's not really high def, but that's the option it gives you. And it actually breaks down the whole live stream into Twitch links, which actually work in a direct downloader. So if you have a program that supports batch downloading, for example, you can copy paste the whole list of links into a text file and then download them all at once. So essentially, you can get hard archives of all of the Twitch stuff you are interested in. And this works on other shit as well, obviously. So I've got most of Danny O'Dwyer's stuff from GameSpot this way.
Oh, the random
counters. So it's video tools. Yeah, random counters. So you can just enter the Twitch link and it'll give you it as like multiple download links and then you just download those and now you have it on your hard drive. It's still FLV files, but obviously VLC plays them just fine. So yeah, so it's pretty much the best way I've found to catch up on Twitch rather than fucking having to click on or find your spot on that stupid player and click it, especially when you're looking at a 24-hour long podcast. So that's it'll be in the show notes, but videotools.12pings.net is a pretty cool tool. It's got quite a few ads, but doesn't seem to have any form of spyware or whatever on it, so it works just fine. And it's really, really simple. It's really easy to use. So that's my plug for the week. check out those live streams. Check out the Giant Bomb one this weekend and the Giant Bomb community ones. Somehow catch all those like multiple hundreds of hours of content this weekend. But hey,
I'll be tweeting out the link to mine from the at the Lincoln Cast Twitter. So
there you go. So yeah, also follow us on the Twitters at the Lincoln Cast, or email us your questions at thelincolncast@gmail.com. And let me just check. We may actually have gotten some user email. Let me just double check here.
We got one that I responded to. It was about Kickstarter.
Yeah, the Kickstarter one. I responded to that as well. So I'm not sure if we should call him by his full name, but you know who you are. The guy who contacted us about Twitch and that really kick-ass game. Just to give it a plug, it is... Let's see.
Well, good. My wife and I are donating $750 million.
Hyperlight Drifter. Hyperlight Drifter is the game he wanted to tell us about, which is this amazing looking pixel art game that's being fully funded on Greenlight and is hopefully coming soon. But yes, thank you for listening to the Scotchcast. That was longer than expected, but hey, there you go, extra content.
See you next week.
It happens when the DS4 is brought up.
I love you both. I'm so jelly right now.
But what about me?